You're listening to 89.1 WEMU, and this is Art and Soul. This is Lisa Berry, and this week Art and Soul focuses on the visual arts. So joined as usual for this segment by the one and only Omari Rush, Culture Source Executive Director and Chair of the Michigan Council for Arts and Cultural Affairs. Hi, Omari.
Howdy, Lisa.
And we have a special guest as well, Christina Hamilton. She is the director of the Penny Stamp Speaker Series at the University of Michigan. Hi, Christina.
Hello, Lisa.
Getting ready for a big season?
I am so ready for a very big season.
Christina, how long have you all been at this with the speaker series?
Oh, my goodness. Well, I've been doing it for 14 years.
Wow. Yeah.
It's hard to put an exact start date on it, but it's certainly been around for a decade and a half now.
How would you describe the series for people who may not be familiar with it?
It started because actually of a woman who is named Penny Stamps, who is the patroness of the series, and she is a graduate of the School of Art and Design at U of M. She had this idea that she wanted to give back to the students in the art school, and she wanted to create a mechanism by which the students could start to build relationships with successful artists and designers, you know, real practitioners in the field outside of sort of the walls of academia. This is the method to the madness that we've come up with to make that happen. And in the process of sort of the evolution of the series, it also became part of it that not only is that relationship building for the students important in terms of these important people that we're bringing in, but with the community itself and all the people that live among us, that we live among. And so it has now, you know, now the series is for everyone in our region. It's free. It's every Thursday at the Michigan Theater, so people can walk in the Michigan Theater doors without paying anything. It starts just after 5 o'clock, so you can rush over after work. And we've got lots of stuff on tap.
Yeah, Christina, you know, over the years, I've known and seen just some of the most amazing artists literally from around the world come through. And so I'm really excited for you to unpack a little bit about what you all have coming up this season. Who curates this series, Christina? Who's responsible?
Who comes up with these ideas?
Well, that is the monkey on my back at all times.
You scour the world looking for people.
I do. It's a hungry beast, this series, because it is weekly, and actually because we have such a craze going on. There's many weeks this fall that we have sometimes two events and sometimes three events. Scouring the world, trying to bring in sort of the most innovative voices and people from all corners of the earth to inspire all of us to the bigger, greater world around us.
Who are you excited about this season or highlights from this
season?
I
am so excited about all of it, but some things that I've been working on for quite a while that are finally coming to fruition are happening this season. One of them is a project actually that I've been working on with the Natural History Museum at the University of Michigan, which, you know, has its doors closed currently. But we have this event on October 11th with Blue Planet and Planet Earth production teams. These are the BBC documentaries that I'm sure a lot of folks have seen. It's going to be a whole team of people. The producer that has put these together is bringing in some of his crews and some special folks, like people you would never think about in part of the process, the rope aerialist team that, you know, are hanging people down inside caves and volcanoes and things. So that is a not to miss and very family friendly event. That's October 11th. Next week, September 20th, we'll have Morag Myerscough here from London. She is an artist who works in public art. She's a designer as well who works a lot with words. She's really looking at belonging in public and community spaces. Mm-hmm. We've got Ariel Waldman. Actually, this is part of the UMS project with engineering on Space Odyssey 2001. She is a cosmic artist. She's working actually at NASA.
You're speaking Lisa Berry's language.
Oh my gosh.
You should know.
You just blew me away. What does that mean? A cosmic artist at NASA?
She is looking at, you know, what does the future really look like? What is it going to feel like for us when we're like going to be, you know, having colonies on Mars and stuff? You know, what is the future of space exploration?
That sounds good.
And she also runs spacehack.org. Catherine Opie, world famous fine artist. Another person, this one has been years in the making. The museum at the U of M and I have been working on this for a number of years. They had even had an exhibition of her work a few years back. And this is the first moment we've been able to get her because she's such a busy woman. Emery Douglas on October 4th. He is the original one and only minister of culture for the Black Panther Party. And he'll be here, you know, talking about all of that work and showing his work.
And something especially creative coming up this very weekend.
This very weekend, make your voice heard. We are bringing in Zafos Zigoraris, who is a a Greek artist from Athens, and we're doing a pop-up installation, a day-long installation called The Speaker. This is American Protest 1960s and Today. There'll be sort of three parts to this project. People can come into the museum and engage with it directly. There will be an open microphone inside of the Sten Gallery, which you can choose to speak your own words, or you can read historical texts that will be available, like the Port Huron Statement. Or you can bring something with you that you are excited about.
And that's happening this Saturday, September 15th.
From 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. Outside of the University Museum of Art on State Street, inside the Sten Gallery and outside. There will be a loudspeaker, actually, that will put your voice outdoors.
Great. And, you know, so fantastic that both of these, you know, both the series and this this experience are both free and open to the public.
Right,
you know,
free.
Anybody can kind of take part and enjoy, be kind of provoked, be moved.
Couple of other things going on. Omari, fill us in.
Another end of the spectrum where we go just like super community-based, a little DIY. The Ann Arbor Art Center is having a pop-up exhibition of art at the Alley Bar, a local watering hole, that is PBR inspired.
PBR standing for
Pabst Blue Ribbon.
It really
beer,
literally is.
Yes, yes,
I made
yes.
a joke about that. Okay.
So PBR as a company is actually really dedicated to the visual and performing arts. And so as part of their brand, they like to celebrate it. And so this will be an opportunity for community members to submit PBR inspired artwork. It will be juried. There will be prizes. September 19 is the deadline for submitting the work. There'll be an event at the Alley Bar. Artists selected get free beer, and the work will be up for the month of October. So just really fun, lighthearted, and again, accessible.
What's happening in Pittsfield Township?
So, you know, Pittsfield Township is getting on board with this Midwest Sculpture Initiative. That is an organization that kind of facilitates the installation of art in public spaces throughout a community. And it's going to be cool to see art all around throughout Pittsfield Township. So folks, just keep your eyes open. And if you see, you know, more art installations, now you know why. And I should also say that if you're just generally curious about art in public spaces, the state of Michigan, the Michigan Council for Arts and Cultural Affairs, has a really cool app called My Art Tour, that's MI Art Tour, which basically is a set of curated tours of public art in cities, in regions of the state of Michigan, throughout the state of Michigan. Anybody can create a tour and anybody can go on a tour. It's really cool. So more exploration of your communities and of art making.
And I want to say happy National Arts and Education Week to you, Omari Rush.
Oh, thank you. I was one who was arts educated. Oh. And certainly, you know, Congress passed a resolution back in 2010 expressing the importance of art in education. And so I hope as part of this week, folks will actually be thoughtful about their children's arts education, their neighbor's arts education, and do whatever they can to support it. You know, we've heard all of these wonderful artists that are coming to town via the Penny Stamp Speaker Series. These folks were inspired at some point in their lives, and we can do this for young people every day.
And you heard that from Christina Hamilton, director of the Penny Stamp Speaker Series at the University of Michigan. Omari Rush, he is the executive director of Culture Source and chair of the Michigan Council for Arts and Cultural Affairs. Thank you both so much for joining us here on 89.1 WEMU's Art and Soul.
Thanks, Lisa.
Thank you, Lisa.